Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. On today's show, we're going to visit a COVID vaccination clinic in the Toledo area that's been hosting a healthy share of Michiganders. That's coming up later in the hour. But first, counties in southeast Michigan's Eastern Shore still rank among the hottest spots in the state for COVID infection rates. Hospitals are reporting near capacity conditions. It's not great anywhere in Michigan right now, but the thumb is in serious trouble. Michigan Radio's Caroline Yanez has been reporting on these counties, and she joins me now. Hi, Caroline.
Hey, April.
So what are conditions like in the thumb as you've seen them?
Well, things aren't great in the thumb. If we look at the 7-day average of test positivity rates, which is basically however many people get tested, what percent of those tests come back positive. If we look at those, earlier this week, three counties in the thumb had positivity rates over 30%, which means that a good chunk of these communities who are getting tested are testing positive for COVID. Those are Tuscola, Sanilac, and Huron all had positivity rates of over 30%. And that kind of makes a lot of medical professionals nervous because there are people who aren't getting tested. So there's a good chance that there's even more people who have COVID out in the community who don't even know they have it, and they could be spreading it around.
What have the consequences been like for hospitals in St. Clair and Sanilac and some of the nearby counties?
Yeah, they're having a bit of a rough go of it at the moment. So we're kind of seeing a lot of hospitals that are near bed occupancy. And a lot of these healthcare systems, because these are more rural areas, they're relying on other hospitals in the area to be able to kind of help them out. They're very integrated. Can you take this patient? We don't have the resources to care for them. And so that's putting a strain on that system too. At McKenzie Hospital in Sanilac County, they actually don't have an ICU or a COVID wing. So anytime someone comes in and tests positive for COVID and needs to be hospitalized, they have to transport that patient to another hospital. Let's hear from Dr. Mark Hamed, who works at McKenzie Hospital. He says that they've had a really tough time trying to get these patients into beds.
I can tell you right now, all of our regional hospitals, Port Huron, Saginaw, Flint, even many in the Metro Detroit area were not accepting because they were kind of at capacity themselves. So we've had to call, God, I think 14 or 15 hospitals are my last shift to get one to accept, and it was a case-by-case basis.
What do public health officials say are driving these incredibly high numbers right now?
It's kind of a perfect storm, is what a lot of people have said. Right now, we're having a little bit of warmer weather in Michigan. We've had a kind of a rough winter, and people, they want to be outside. They want to see people more often. And that's relevant because, you know, people ask, well, Florida and Texas are completely open. Why aren't we seeing these kinds of numbers there? Well, Florida and Texas are warm all year round. Those people aren't coming out of a Michigan winter, for one thing. We also are seeing looser restrictions. We don't have these kinds of stay-at-home orders, these things like that anymore. And so people are out and about. It's also a younger population. So it's people in their 20s to their 50s. And these people weren't prioritized in the first round of vaccination. So fewer of them are vaccinated. That's a good thing because we know that vaccine for that older population is working. But now we have this unvaccinated population who are out spreading it around. And part of that is also the B.1.1.7 variant, the UK variant, which is kind of the big strain here in Michigan at the moment. And it is more contagious. And so when you have this more contagious virus and this perfect storm of people who are out and about again after a long time of staying home, you kind of get these much higher rates and this sort of greater this transmission.
Caroline, can we get back for just a minute to the medical end of things? We're in a very different place right now in terms of medical expertise than we were early on in the pandemic. Are hospitals in the thumb able to treat the patients that they do have any more effectively than they were able to last year?
Yeah, that's one thing that a lot of healthcare workers say has gotten a little easier, which is great. And so last spring, one of the big concerns is, oh my God, do we have enough ventilators? This is a really severe respiratory illness. One of the interesting things that doctors have figured out is that if someone comes into the hospital and they need to be intubated, they've found that you can stabilize the patient if you pump them with high flow oxygen, 30 to 40 liters a minute. That stabilizes them and keeps them alive and off a ventilator. So things like that we've learned have been really helping doctors. And there's one thing that actually the state has announced that they want to expand recently, and that's monoclonal antibody therapy. And at McLaren Port Huron, Dr. John Brooks, who's the medical director there, he says they've had a lot of success with monoclonal antibody therapy, and I'll let him talk about that here.
So to get monoclonal antibody, they have to have COVID, and they have to have risk factors, and they have to seek care. And those people, we have had an excellent response, and very, very few of them have had to come back for any further medical care.
And they've been able to treat 400 patients, he says, they've been able to do monoclonal antibody therapy with.
All throughout this pandemic, public health officials have been warning that our smaller hospitals, our rural hospitals, are at risk during the surges because they have less of an infrastructure for dealing with acute cases. Would you say that's been the case in the Thumb?
I would say yes, to a certain extent. The one thing is, because the Thumb didn't really get as hard in that first spring surge of 2020, when we kind of saw Southeast Michigan, the city of Detroit, as being the sort of hotspot, they didn't get as hard during that surge. And so they were able to look at what other health systems were doing, and they were able to prepare a little bit, which has been really helpful when dealing with this surge. So, you know, you have these hospitals that were able to plan ahead a little bit and be like, okay, so maybe we're not used to caring for these patients. We should figure out these resources now. At McKenzie Hospital, which I mentioned earlier, they transport patients out, but they've kind of thought to themselves, okay, well, we're getting to the worst case scenario. So they've set up these negative pressure rooms, and they are actually able to start inpatient treatment that they normally wouldn't do there, that they would normally have the other hospital do, like giving a patient remdesivir, for example. And so having that time to prepare has been a huge help for these hospitals, but they are still feeling the strain. Even being prepared doesn't really prepare you for just this surge of cases and the level of stress that comes with treating all these people.
I believe it. We've been hearing some really scary stories from nurses and others, both in Southeast Michigan's metro areas and on the west side, of people just being completely burned out from well over a year of this. Were you hearing anything about what this has been like for hospital staff in the region?
Yeah, it's been tough. And the thing about the Thumb, too, is that these doctors are telling me it's a very close-knit community. So a lot of times people are treating their neighbors, their family members, their friends, and it takes a real emotional toll on them. It's just so much more work than anyone was really prepared to have to do. And we certainly didn't think we'd be here a year later. At McLaren Port Huron, nurses have kind of restructured their whole staffing system. They're moving patients from floor to floor just to try and free up space, free up beds. And in Sanilac County, too, it's not just the hospital staff, but also EMS workers, people who are responding to emergency calls. They're also really feeling the strain as hospitalizations increase, and they try and transport people to these medical centers that can give them the proper level of care that they need.
You know, we had a really interesting conversation this week with a restaurant owner in the Thumb, and he said for a lot of folks in his area, mask wearing just isn't a thing. There's still some hesitation around getting vaccinated. What did you hear from people in the hospital system? What are they seeing?
They're definitely seeing some of that, I would say, for sure. I think the biggest concern is misinformation going around about vaccines. They're worried that these people in these communities aren't getting the right information. And they want people to know that, yes, there are risks, as there are with any vaccine, but the vaccine is largely safe and it's really effective. And that's what we've been seeing throughout this pandemic. So, and something that they want to emphasize too is personal responsibility. You know, this is not just you, this is your neighbors who are getting sick, it's your family, it's your friends. And so I think that's the message that they're really trying to emphasize, that when you're doing these measures, getting vaccinated, wearing a mask, it's not just for you, it's for your community.
These numbers in the thumb have been pretty bad for a couple of weeks now. Did the folks you spoke with notice any shift in attitude among people in the region about maybe precautions that they might take?
Yeah, actually, they have seen kind of a shift in behavior, and that's really encouraging. Dr. Mark Hamed told me, he says, he thinks the thumb's kind of getting a bad rap.
So one thing about the thumb is that they're a very caring community. They all care about their neighbors, their relatives, who, you know, I think the motivating factor has been they're seeing people who they know and love get very sick. And that's really changing behaviors. It really is. The people are masking up. They're being proactive. They're coming to ER for a test. Even though they don't feel bad, they want to get tested now.
And so that's been, I think, a very encouraging shift in behavior for a lot of these healthcare workers to see. And especially as these cases increase, more people getting tested. Like I said earlier, there's people who are infected who don't even know it. And so this kind of proactive attitude is going to be really important for these communities in the thumb as we try and get out of this surge.
Michigan Radio's Carolyn Yannis. You can read her story about COVID in the thumb online right now at michiganradio.org. Caroline, thank you so much.
Thank you.